I am lucky enough to be married to someone who loves to cook, and Marianne's recipes are delicious and healthy, which of course allows me to feel better about eating junk food sometimes, and that's not the only benefit of Marianne's home cooking, though. There are more, aren't they?
Well,
aren't there?
Thank you very much, Bob. Well, you know that I'm always on a mission. I want to remind everyone why home-cooked meals are basically a superpower. I'm not saying that you should never go out to dinner. I mean, we love to be treated to, you know, dinner and have somebody serving us and all that stuff. But there are so many reasons why cooking at home more often is going to keep you a lot healthier.
Yeah, when we first met, I confess I only wanted to eat out. Remember?
How could I forget? I remember looking in your fridge and finding dozens of pizza and Chinese food boxes sitting there like science experiments. You had one for every day of the week, your leftovers. But honestly, I could not believe that that's what your body was made of at that point.
Dozens now, not dozens. That's a bit of an exaggeration.
Dozens.
All right. Well, the experiments are over. So give us some of the reasons why home cooking is beneficial to everyone, including and especially me.
Okay, well, these reasons might sound like, you know, duh, of course we know this, but it's such a great reminder to think about this, especially before you make reservations somewhere for tonight. So the first one is the benefit is conscious eating. When you cook at home, you are not bathing your dinner in some mystery oil or sugar that's hiding in your salad dressing. You control the ingredients. It's like clean beauty, but for your insides.
Yeah, you know what you're eating. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. The next one is so obvious. It's cost savings. So, you know, let's be honest, eating out costs a fortune. And if you think you're saving money ordering that $19 kale salad three nights a week, you're not. Spend the money on groceries and you'll be surprised about how far it's actually going to take you.
Yeah, that's $19 for a kale salad. Really?
It sounds like a deal, right?
I don't know. Dave, that's what Dave Ennett orders.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, they're good, but they're expensive, especially when
they're
you
healthy.
Multiply them.
They're healthy.
Yeah, they're healthy. All right, so the next one is health benefits. People who eat at home and these home-cooked meals, they... If you do that regularly, you have a lower rate of obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. And they also have dramatically fewer arguments about where should we order from tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. You can save
That's our
time.
Thing.
No discussions about that.
Exactly. The next one is portion control. At home, you're not making a steak the size of your steering wheel. Like, you eat what feels right, not what comes to the table. For example, the bread basket.
Yeah, less temptation. Yep.
Yeah, and also steaks are so expensive now. I mean, we know this from shopping. Like, you know, you're not going to, you know, overeat a piece of steak. I mean, you're just going to have the right amount because it is super expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. These days, grocery store prices going up.
Yep. The next one is connection. So when you cook, you slow down. This is why I'm always saying to people, like, just chop onions. Do something like that that just takes your attention away from everything else. Even if you're just by yourself listening to a podcast, you are present. And then if you're lucky, you gather with somebody special in your life. That would be you and me, Bob, mm-hmm. and our daughter, who's mm-hmm. now with us, your family, your friends. And then something magical actually happens. You talk to each other.
Yeah, you were always really good about this when the kids were little. You always made sure everybody got together at the dinner table.
Once a day, it's worth it. I mm-hmm. mean, like, once a day, everybody has to stop what they're doing. And, you know, you accommodate for people's schedules, but everyone eats at the same time. I love that.
Yeah, just good.
I think that's
good luck making them put the phones down, though.
We did. You know that we did. But it was a different time. So, I mean, it would be harder now. All right. So the next one is that cooking makes you feel accomplished. So you don't have to climb a mountain. It's just make a gorgeous roast chicken. And then suddenly you are the CEO of dinner. It's empowering.
Yeah. So you say.
Yes. I'm going to teach you how to make something so that you can make it on your own, and then you're going to feel so good about yourself.
Oh, like I can't make fried salami? Come on.
You keep talking about that, but you haven't made that for me yet.
I don't think you want it.
And so the last one is my favorite, actually. It's leftovers are your love letter to yourself. You know, like, it, for me, nothing feels better than opening up the fridge and seeing last night's delicious dinner all ready to eat. All you have to do is heat it up. That is truly self-care. I love leftovers.
All right. I'm hungry right now. What's on Savvy Planet at the moment?
Well, at the moment, it's something that you know really well because it lives in our refrigerator. It's chimichurri sauce. It's a super easy recipe for something that will make just about anything that you're cooking taste so much better. It's that delicious green sauce you serve with like a skirt steak or a churrasco or a ribeye or chicken. But it really goes with anything as a marinade or a condiment. It's so good. And I bought these cute little jars recently, and the jar lives in our refrigerator. And as soon as we're done with, you know, that, then I make a new batch. It's so good.
Healthful, delicious recipes from Marianne at SavvyPlanet.com, even if you only have a few minutes and a random zucchini. Savvy-Planet.com. And I think on Facebook, on our Surratt and Marciano Facebook page, the last time we did the Facebook Live, it's posted there now. I talked about how sometimes I have to hide in the alley behind the house and have something to eat that Marianne doesn't approve of over by the garbage can. But I'll try to cut down on that. I will.
Yes, thank you. We did on the Facebook Live that we've been doing that lately. We did get a lot of feedback on that. Please stop hiding. And I know that last night I went out and somebody had sent a box of these. What are they? Like
cupcakes, the cupcakes from Georgetown.
Yeah, Georgetown cupcakes, which, by the way, I have sent out as a present to people because they are truly magnificent. Plus, the way they package them, it's very easy to, you know, like they come on ice. I mean, it's just, and they don't get ruined. You wouldn't think so from, you know, cupcakes. But, and I know that I went out and that's what you guys had as a treat last night, just because I wasn't there. But I may have one of those tonight.
All right.
Just remember,
right,
home cooking is not just healthy. It's powerful and it's personal. And it's really, it's how we take care of ourselves and each other, to quote Tom Yamas.
No, that was Lester Holt, actually.
Oh, Lester Holt, sorry.
Yeah, Tom is there for you, though.
Oh, he's there for us. Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Marianne. I promise not to stop at the dumpster behind the house before I go home. It's 8:48.
Tonight and always, we're here for you. And if I'm not here, call Bob.
Okay.